Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning Veterans Day edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to all our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, the same way, and we're on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from way out west in California, where I do believe there's some storming going on, we have got the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Nice to know anybody.
It's not too bad tonight. It's cloudy. It's 67 degrees. But that's not bad. It's warmer than what it's been. And we're expecting to have a great Veterans Day here with all the different things that are going on down here in Florida. And, of course, I sit right in pretty much the main cusp of where the veterans are located right here in Tampa Bay with CENTCOM and whatnot.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah.
All righty. Let's go with the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we underline and emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, if you'll allow me, this is Veterans Day, and this is when I start to show off with this song.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at them bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Monday when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American beside my brother. time out here on the front lines. Sleep in peace tonight. American soldier.
Alrighty, that's the way we start Veterans Day off here on this program. We've done it for years. I did it again. And at the end of the program, I'm going to play that whole song because it's worth the time and the effort, especially when we honor all those that have worn the uniform of the United States military, those that are currently serving, those that have served, and those that we've lost, and those that are living. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, Captain. And we owe the vets a debt we can never, ever repay. But we do know this, without them, we wouldn't have freedoms that we have. We wouldn't even have a program like we're on right now to be able to say what we think and have freedom of speech, freedom of movement in the United States of America. And they go off to protect our home, and we are absolutely indebted to them.
Absolutely, positively, and of course, everybody knows, you know, how we all got in this position that we're in. But anyway, we have the perfect storm right now, pardon the word storm, because we will be talking about storms and the weather, but we have the perfect storm of mandates right now that are going to be presenting worker shortages poised to totally derail our upcoming holiday travel season, as well as the freight, the supply system problem that we've got going on here. And I mean, they don't understand this. I mean, Biden yesterday made a comment that, well, the American people just don't understand. They don't get supply logistics, and they don't understand what's going on. So they just have to be a little patient. He's the one that doesn't understand.
Well, no kidding. And he's got a lot of cover, too, from many in the news media that don't seem to really want to.
They don't understand either.
Well, right. Well, they certainly won't take the president to task for saying such a heinous thing about the American people that somehow, you know, we just don't get it. You know, we're just supposed to sit back and, I guess, let the smart government people just take care of everything. But, Captain, people are smart enough to look around and see all these things that are happening all at once. They know something's wrong.
Right, and here comes the music. We're going to take a break here, folks, and don't go anywhere. We got a lot more to coming back in this Veterans Day. When I come back, I'm going to tell you about something else that happened on this day back in 1975. I'll bet many of you don't even know what that is, but it's an interesting day from a news standpoint, and we've got a lot more to talk about here, so don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, I think I will. And good morning to Sue, the dispatcher. And I'm going to talk to her about maybe going to MyPillow.com and looking to see what's over there that her hubby Bill might not want to get his hands on. Because at MyPillow.com, you go over there and you take a look at that website and all the things that are on the home page, and you just barely touch the tip of the iceberg here. And it'll say, with all the items that are there, it'll say, with your promo code, the price is so much and so much. But the promo code is always going to be Captain. The real gem lies inside the radio listener specials pages. Now, when you go in there, you click on that logo link that's on the home page. It'll open up, and it'll take you to 24 to 30 different items that are in there. And I'm telling you, you want to talk about a bonanza? It's there on that page. Now, the promo code's always Captain. If you want to call them on the phone, you can. The number is 800-641-5459. The number again, 800-641-5459. But the website is MyPillow.com. Take a look at what they have there. And then go in on the Radio Listener Specials page. Promo code is Captain. Telephone number is 800-641-5459. You'll be glad you did. You're going to save a bunch of money, and you'll be able to get stuff in time for Christmas and not have to worry about it. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'm not sure, but I think Sue, the dispatcher, may be chiming in. Yeah, she is. Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. She thought that was a good idea. She's going to check it out.
Very nice.
Yeah, okay. All right, I got you, Sue. Check it out and see what you think. There's some neat stuff in there that Bill would like, I'm sure he would. Okay, now, back to what we were talking about here. Inflation, by any stretch of the imagination, is totally out of control.
Absolutely, yes.
And these people are going, well, we think we'll have it under control, and, oh, we think we have all the mechanisms and this and the other. And when they say that, they're lying through their freaking teeth.
Well, I guess, Captain, I don't know. Are they going to say something really strange? Like, we're going to take about 2 weeks. We're going to try to flatten the inflation. It's only going to take 2 weeks, you know, but we're going to, you know, we're going to get rid of, you know, 25% of the money supply or something like that. Who knows what they're going to do? But they think that by going out and saying something like that, that people will just believe it. They don't believe this stuff anymore.
Well, that's true. What you're saying is true. But then Biden turned around and ordered his cabinet, if you will, to come up with some solutions to get the price of gasoline down, because that's the big problem. The gasoline prices are the big problem. We have to get the price of gasoline down. Well, I know how to do that, and so doesn't everybody else listening to this program. Drill, baby, drill.
Drill, baby, drill. And, you know, they just got through telling us that the president can't do anything to get the gas prices down. Now he's asking the cabinet members. But you're absolutely right, Captain. That is the solution. Does he just not want to, or did they not want to hear it at the White House simply because President Trump was able to implement such a quote, solution, and we were exporting oil instead of hoping and praying that somehow OPEC, which the energy secretary the other day tried to explain to us like we're all 4 years old, there's a cartel out there, people, and it's called OPEC, and they have, you know, come on, I'll do a Joe Biden. Come on, man. Biden can help fix this thing a great deal right now by drilling, like you say.
Well, the energy secretary, former governor of Michigan, Jennifer Granholm, was a liar because, you know, let's just look at something here. Joe Biden's green dreams, thanks to the squad, it's absolutely harming and destroying our American economy right now, shutting down our own energy independence, having to rely upon other countries, building up their options while cutting our own, cutting the Keystone XL pipeline and the drilling that the Willow Project in Alaska would have provided, all that oil that was coming in and out of Alaska. And now he's considering cutting the Enbridge Line 5, which is the one that goes to Michigan, or from Canada to Michigan. 65% of our propane demand in the Upper Peninsula comes through there. 55% of our oil for the upper part of the United States comes over through there. That would destroy our economy. And by the way, there's 11 Democratic senators that signed a letter to Joe Biden and said, don't you dare shut down that pipeline. And one of them was Elizabeth Warren.
This is big time stuff. You know, seeing this all unfold is just really unbelievable. But, you know, Captain, the very fact that even Elizabeth Warren would get on track with something like this, I just don't know that Biden and the Biden people, who's ever, you know, the behind the curtain, whatever you want to call it, they have an agenda of some sort, and they really just don't care what's happening to people out there. I think that much is just obvious now.
Well, both of the senators of Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren and Edward Markey, both of them signed that letter. When they do that, and we all know the way they feel about green energy and all that sort of stuff, and they say, don't shut down that pipeline, the people need it, and they send it with a letter along with 9 other Democratic senators in there, you know there's something afoot.
Well, sure, because in America, people come first. You know, that's a basic tenet, I think, of our philosophy here. And when the people start to be hurt, and it's obvious, I mean, we talk about, you know, economically, I mean, you know, you start to see some things on the news like, well, I'm not going to buy this because that could cost me $100 to fill up my SUV or whatever, and they make changes. And that we understand, but people need the energy to be able to do things, and also to do things like heat their homes and stuff like that. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, I want you to feel real good about the situation, because here's the announcement. President Joe Biden says he's directed the National Economic Council to focus on reducing energy costs for U.S. consumers following a Department of Labor report suggesting inflation hit a 3-decade high in October.
Well, that's too little too late. You know, and a lot of it, I hate to say, Captain, I think a lot of it is just for show. I mean, let's put this out there. It'll make us look like we're actually trying. But in reality, they're hostile to the very things that
right.
make our country go.
Right. And this was the other thing that he said, and I'll just finish it this way. He says, today's report shows an increase over last month. Inflation hurts Americans' pocketbooks, and reversing this trend is a top priority for me. The largest share of the increase in prices in this report is due to rising energy costs. Well, duh.
Duh, that's right. Been to the grocery store lately? Been out to eat at a restaurant lately? The prices are going up. And by the way, I want the restaurateurs to do well. I mean, we really want people to succeed. But at the same time, what choice do they have? What choice do they have if they're a clothing store, maybe an independent clothing store? They are being charged more. They're going to turn around and charge their customers more. And this is not just at the big corporate level, big, huge stores, but what about the mom and pop or independent businesses? Everybody's being hurt. And coming out of the pandemic, I mean, this is not good.
Now, we have Ron Edwards, who's going to be on during hour number four, and he lives in Michigan, and he's done an in-depth report on what this pipeline would do to the cost of gasoline. We talked about this. That's where I got my information. Minimum 25 cents a gallon. But it's worse than that, and there's other things added to it. So he's going to talk about that from a standpoint of someone living in Michigan who's actually aware of what's going on. Now, let's talk about this for a second. The Biden administration has sent tens of thousands of notices to illegal immigrants inside the United States, telling them they have to appear in court to have their cases reviewed.
Very interesting. I wonder what the return rate is going to be on that.
Well, there'll be tens of thousands of the tens of thousands that won't show up.
That's exactly right. Unless, I mean, do they include, just being funny here, are they including any kind of a voucher for $450,000?
Well, that might get them to show up, right?
Yeah, well, exactly. But again, this is the idea, I guess what they call it, catch and release, but it's catch, release, and never see again.
Catch, release, and give them money.
Precisely. But yeah,
and then never see them again.
Right. Well, I wonder again what the real return rate on something like this is, and they may find out that trying to use procedure and follow any kind of the law is going to be very difficult.
And you know, they were talking about how bad the country's economies were where some of these people came from, and I was thinking to myself, what better way to shore up those economies in those countries than to give these people a bunch of money, because they're going to take that money, they're going to go back where they came from.
Yeah, well, they
with the money.
A lot of the money may go back to their original homeland, exactly. But I think the Biden administration will get a rude wake-up call about how it's very, very difficult to try to, put the genie back in the bottle, this kind of idea. It's going to get worse for them, I think.
All right. Hold that thought. We're coming right back. Okay, folks, I'll be right back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we go to wherever the break here. And if you want to opine, Kathy's going to give you the phone number right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He's not going to sign it into law until Monday by his own choice, but President Biden is certainly out talking about that huge infrastructure bill that Congress gave final approval to last week. Speaking at the Port of Baltimore on Wednesday, the president said the measure is going to make a big difference in the United States, not just with roads and highways and fixing ailing bridges, but also by upgrading ports like the Port of Baltimore.
It's going to modernize our ports with $17 billion in investment.
2-1-0. Ignition.
and liftoff.
Four astronauts now headed to space on the fifth SpaceX crewed mission, the Crew 3 mission launching on Wednesday night as it set off to begin a six-month science and research mission to help keep the International Space Station staffed. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, Kathy. That's our girl, Kathy Curtis, that does that for us right here in Tampa. And we appreciate her very much doing those liners. Now, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And, of course, Relief Factor is a product that I take religiously twice a day because of the pain that I have, the inflammation I have, the discomfort that I have. And some days I'll just, if the weather's cold, like it was cold here the last few days, last few mornings, I woke up and I just hurt. I mean, I just ached. And that's the arthritis that I have. So I took the Relief Factor and it stopped. It just stopped. I don't know how to explain it, but the product works for me. And if it works for me with the problems I've got, it sure as hell is going to work for most of you. So check them out online by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. You try the 1995 3-week quick start because you'll know by the end of 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work for you. You got to get it in your system first, and then the product will start working. Now, it has the all-natural ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it also lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problems are that you've got, even if it's just everyday living. Now, it will target the pain right straight at the source, and that's why it works. It's 100% drug-free, no narcotics, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have, too. $19.95, the 3-week quick start, the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Okay, Kyle, I've had you kind of baffled for a little bit trying to figure out what the big news of the day back in 1975 was on November the 11th, and you're about to find out. Are you ready?
I'm absolutely ready.
I was going to say drum roll, please, but we don't need that. All right, this is a young Tom Brokaw for the NBC Nightly News, and listen to this.
A freighter carrying a crew of 29 disappeared on Lake Superior during a severe storm last night, and so far, no survivors have been found. The freighter, the Edmund Fitzgerald, was transporting iron ore when it ran into high winds and 25-foot waves. Rebecca Bell has the story.
In the area where the Fitzgerald went down, a sister ship joined the search, but so far all that was found was an oil slick, life jackets, and an empty lifeboat. There was no sign of the 29 men aboard. Officials say the freighter was fighting gale winds and 25-foot waves. The Fitzgerald left the Burlington Northern Docks here at Superior, Wisconsin, Sunday afternoon with a cargo of more than 26,000 tons of taconite ore pellets. She was bound for Detroit. The huge freighter was last heard from shortly after 7 o'clock last night when one of its officers radioed a nearby steamer to say the Fitzgerald was taking on water and had lost two hatch covers. Shortly after that, the freighter disappeared.
Well, it's purely speculation, but with a following sea like that, you would consider the possibility of the ship broaching to and possibly capsizing, or else just breaking in half and splitting apart.
Even though the Coast Guard now considers the Fitzgerald lost, officers continue to plot the area where debris was sighted in a search for possible survivors. Officials, however, say it would be impossible to live more than 4 hours in the 49-degree waters of Lake Superior. Rebecca Bell, NBC News, Superior, Wisconsin.
Hey, NBC News fans, thanks for checking out our YouTube channel.
All righty, that was from NBC News. That was sent to me by George up in Minnesota, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Thanks, George, for sending me that. But I had you going because you had it partially right, but you didn't have it all right, and you didn't have the date exactly right.
Well, I think they believe it sank on the 10th around 7:20 p.m.
They think, yeah. But they still don't know. But the official records say November the 11th.
Right, exactly. And so,
and I'm not sure they ever found the ship, or did they?
No, I think they did find the Edmund Fitzgerald, and I seem to recall seeing a documentary about that long ago where I think they placed a bell. They actually raised the bell off the ship, if I recall correctly, and then they placed another bell there as a memorial. And, of course, Gordon Lightfoot memorialized the men of the Fitzgerald so well in his song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yeah, I almost played it, and I decided, no, I don't think I need to do that. It's a little bit overkill. All right, well, we'll keep going here because you got a couple more things we want to get in before the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. A senior National Institute of Health doctor, you know, those good guys that Fauci and company made a lot of money with over there, right, in China, is pushing back on the COVID-19 vaccine mandates.
That's right. Yeah, I believe he's a 16-year veteran of the NIH, arguing against vaccine mandates. So, again, there needs to be some kind of scientific inquiry, and part of that, Captain, is being able to have peer review of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the first time, maybe ever, that we actually have a political bent on what is a medical, ultimately a medical issue. And this is very, very concerning,
mm-hmm,
because when we start to politicize basic science, now it's who's ever in charge of the politics is going to tell you what you are allowed to say about scientific inquiry. And this is very, very, it's a big deal.
That's true. And here's the phase two of the same thing. Naturally immune federal workers have lodged a class action suit against Dr. Fauci, against Commissioner Walensky from the CDC, over the COVID-19 vaccine mandate.
Well, right. You know, Captain, either we need to know the answers to the question. And I think that we've seen good studies, for example, come out of Israel on this, regarding natural immunity versus vaccination. But the only conclusion I think that a lot of people come to is that for some reason we continue to be divided on the basis of vaccine, even so much so as people getting mad at their neighbor or refusing to sit down on a seat on an airplane because that person's not vaccinated and this kind of thing. It goes on and on rather than saying, oh, good, natural immunity is for this person because they've had it. This person's had a vaccine, and on it goes so that we can all be normal and live our lives. but it's almost as if we're supposed to be at each other's throats. I'm not talking conspiracy theory in the grand sense. I'm simply saying that this is the result of when you have a one-size-fits-all, quote, answer to COVID.
Now, I have stopped at this place out in California for hamburgers, and they're really good. They've got a lot of good food there on their fast food menu. In-N-Out Burgers, guess who is recruiting them big time to bring them to their state?
Well, it's Governor DeSantis, as a matter of fact.
That's right.
Yeah, and he actually had a very good conversation, we understand, with the CEO of In-N-Out. And he invited her to come to Florida. At this point, In-N-Out put out a statement saying they don't have any immediate intention to do that. But, of course, what it does is it points up the very fact that Florida is being very successful in the absence of so-called vaccine passports. And by the way, I saw a news article or news report earlier where they said, well, Governor DeSantis doesn't understand that California does not have vaccine passports because he referred to them as vaccine passports. Well, of course he referred to them as vaccine passports because that's de facto what they are.
Correct.
So that to say some technicality is really disingenuous on the news reporter's part, I think. But In-N-Out definitely is standing up to this whole thing. They don't want to be the vaccine passport, quote-unquote, police, because, Captain, we've already seen confrontations. In fact, over the last 48 hours in California, I think a security guard ended up stabbing a customer at a retail store, as I recall, because of a confrontation over checking the vaccine card. And so this kind of stuff, you're going to put young people who are working at In-N-Out in the position of manhandling somebody out the door or something because they refuse to show their vaccine card? I mean, this is getting out of control.
It is. And for the stores that they've had to shut down in California, they could make double or triple what those stores were making here in Florida because not only of the novelty, but because they've got a good product and people would keep coming back.
In-N-Out is super great. Anybody who gets a chance to come to California or I think they're in Colorado, I think. I'm not exactly
I don't know
sure
about that, but I know they're in California and
yeah.
Arizona, too.
Yeah, and they're right. I've got one literally within a mile of my home, and I really love In-N-Out, and we can't support them enough. And they're a good company. They're good values. The people that work there are top-notch. They have a great program.
You just skateboard over.
That's right.
All right.
All right, dude.
Yeah, like wow, man. All right, hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, the Truckers Byway, Highway and Byway Report. And, yeah, we got weather to report. The storm that I told you about that's starting to develop in the Midwest is doing just that. And we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news! High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha God bless America. This is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the pilot of Flying J Truck Stop. Pull into those wherever you're at and see what they're all about and become a member of the Drivers Club, too. And here we go. We're going to do a little boot slamming here.
Yeah.
job, but your girl doesn't want time now.
All right, Kyle, have I got your boots stomping yet?
Absolutely. That is Jason Aldean.
Oh, yeah.
She's country.
Yep, yep. She's country. Okay. Well, yeah, I'll get started on that one. We'll all be in trouble. But anyway, we do have some weather out there, and we got some weather from the west. And guess what? Where it wasn't storming yesterday, it's storming today. Richard the Marine says it's 52 degrees. He's getting a bunch of rain, lightning, and all that good stuff. And I can see it, Richard. But I'll talk about the Midwest after you tell us about the west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes. Well, in addition to Richard the Marine there in the central coast of Oregon, where, as you said, it's 52 degrees, and also is getting some lightning, I think he had mentioned,
yep,
as well. So that's not a good thing. But in Portland, Oregon right now, they're reading 50 degrees and rain, and they've also got a flood watch in that area. Likewise, for Seattle, Washington, also, of course, experiencing rain right now. And then also throughout the next several days, it looks like we've got rain in the forecast. Seattle clocking in at 47 degrees right now, a little bit farther north, of course. But what we're seeing on the map, Captain, in terms of the rain that's happening right now, so you want to be really careful as you come up north of Eugene, coming up Interstate 5 up through Portland all the way up to Seattle. We've got rain going all the way out towards Walla Walla, this along I-84. You definitely want to be aware of that. You're going to get rain there. Rain down through Bend, Oregon, as well, and also some sleet in the little bit west of Yakima. So you've got that to contend with as well. Snoqualmie Pass right now is reading, this is some good news, mostly bare and dry, reading scattered clouds, but I think the rain's also in that area as well, so that could change literally at any moment. But no restrictions right now in terms of travel, either eastbound or westbound, so that's good to report. Then also, of course, we're looking at some dense fog in the Central California Valley tonight, Captain.
I see it.
If you're coming up Highway 99, and this is going to be starting north of Bakersfield, coming up through Fresno, up through Merced, all through that Central Valley there, you've got that dense fog, and that's it's kind of it's a straight drive through, but you got to be careful if the visibility is bad. Then we've got wind advisories in the Los Angeles area up through Santa Barbara. Those could turn into some Santa Ana wind conditions maybe later in the week, but we're still seeing if that's going to develop. And then also north of Laramie along I-80 towards Hanna in Wyoming, you definitely have a high wind advisory going on there, along with a lake wind advisory up in northern Montana, U.S. Highway 2 up near Glasgow.
All righty. Well, North Dakota, South Dakota, most of Nebraska, the northwestern corner of Iowa, the southwestern corner of Minnesota, and the northern part of Minnesota, you have got mixed weather conditions right now. You've got some really high winds coming in there that are going to bring snow with it. You're going to get windy conditions. You're going to get snow. You're going to get sleet. Some of you will get freezing rain. There's a winter storm watch in the northern part of Minnesota tonight, which will probably become an actual winter advisory because of the weather that's in North Dakota coming your way, as well as South Dakota. Rapid City, South Dakota, coming out of there, you're going to have some issues with the wind probably, but it may change a little bit later in the day to snow. What we're going to have and what we're setting ourselves up for, folks, is I-94, I-90, and I-80 over the next several days going towards the East Coast are going to be part of a winter wonderland. That'll start as rain. It'll probably turn to sleet or freezing rain and before it gets colder and turns to snow and all snow. Now, there is lake effect snow right now in northern New York across the Tug Hill Plateau coming off Lake Ontario right there at Watertown. So we've got the conditions to get the machine started up there in upstate New York. And right there around Fredonia, New York, over to Ripley, New York, off Lake Erie, we have the lake effect snow machine starting in there. And that's going to make life really exciting for the guys and gals going along I-90 and everybody coming north out of Syracuse on I-81. Now, also, we've got weather tonight Earlier today, we had severe thunderstorms and possibly a few tornadoes touch down in parts of Texas and Oklahoma. Right now, across I-20, east of Shreveport, we have got some thunderstorm warnings and flash flood warnings there along I-20. And if you come over across to the middle Atlantic states from Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, down to the Chesapeake Bay, down to North Carolina, down around Cape Hatteras, you've got a gale warning all the way down through there for winds in excess of 35 to 40 miles an hour, which will produce some pretty heavy waves as well as the windy conditions there. Also, that wind continues up around Long Island, up towards where Lynn's at in Cape Cod. And it looks like Kyle goes all the way to Nova Scotia tonight. It's going up along Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Maine.
Yes, it certainly does seem that way, yes.
All right. Now, we got a little bit of windy conditions over on the east coast of Florida tonight, but other than that, it's a decent day, and it's going to be a decent day, Veterans Day here in Florida. So if you're going out somewhere, you'll probably have a good day, and the parades down here, at least, will be dry.
Yes, very much.
All right, tell us about the Truckers Highway and Byway Club at Petro and Flying J.
That's right, folks. Don't forget, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the good people at the Pilot and Flying J trucking centers, truck stops all throughout the United States. You can find them at pilotflyingj.com. And, Captain, in honor of Veterans Day, the people at Pilot and Flying J are giving a free meal to veterans that come in. Now, on November 11th, veterans who are authenticated with the ID.me in the My Rewards Plus app that you can download there at pilotflyingj.com can save on an exclusive offer with a $10 free meal credit. So you definitely want to go to pilotflyingj.com and check that out if you're a veteran, and you might want to take advantage of that great offer. And a great big thank you from all the people Pilot and Flying J, and of course from the captain and from me and everybody associated with this program as well. We thank the vets on this great Veterans Day.
You betcha. And personally, I will be at Mission Barbecue today from about 11:30 to about 1:30. I'll be there with my friend John. I call him First Sergeant John. He'll be there with me. We'll be there with a lot of other veterans. So stop by Mission Barbecue, West Waters in Tampa, and say howdy howdy and get a free lunch. You can get any freer than that. All right, Kyle, you hang on, folks. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.